Everybody, you're listening to the LunaticRadio.com show. I have Adam Ferrara in L.A. and Monty in Florida. And I don't know. What's up, everybody?
I'm driving through a sea of illegal aliens. Monty, what are you doing?
I live in a sea of illegal aliens. I live in Florida. Okay, yeah.
Right, that big protest is going on today, isn't it?
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about that? Do you believe that people should have the right to work and not be criminalized?
Yeah, because I need somebody to mow my lawn.
Oh, Jesus.
Come
on. There you go. If you're going to march, please put the leaf blowers in front of you.
That's exactly. Now that they're protesting, my lawn is getting long.
Mm-hmm.
Get back to work, people. Allow them to come over. I don't care. Do you guys really care? How do you feel about it?
You know what? I see more power to them. I'm Puerto Rican, man. I see more power. As long as I don't have to pick cotton and veggies or anything like that, I'm A-okay.
Gentlemen, I'd like our papers checked. He's taking stand-up time away from Natural Born Comics.
That's right. Natural Born American Comics.
That's right. We don't want these illegal alien dick jokes. We want homegrown dick jokes, Daniel.
American made.
Right. If you're just tuning into the program, we're on the line with Adam Ferrara, comedian extraordinaire. If you remember the sitcom The Job on ABC with Dennis Leary, Adam was on that.
Yes.
Yes. And if you can I get a shameless plug in? May 15th, I'll be on the King of Queens.
Nice! Really?
Wow! Nice. Oh.
Now Monty really wants Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what? Yeah, that did it. Monty just wants me so I marry and she can stay in the country. Don't let her fool you.
It's funny, Adam. We asked her before when we were talking to her. So is Adam married? And she says, "No, he is definitely not married." So I guess she's keeping tabs on you.
Yeah, he's not. You kept on asking me if he was married. I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure he's definitely not married.
I'm not married. And I like plantains, so she could have me.
Oh, damn. If I could only figure out how to pick a plantain.
See?
Don't tell me, Monty. We've been chilling long enough where I'm pretty sure you can fry a nice banana on it.
Yeah, I can do that pretty good.
Ooh, nice.
So how infatuated are you, Monty, with Adam?
Well, you know, I told him he was number one on my top five ultimate crush list, but I think that totally freaked him out. So.
Yeah, I could. I hid myself in the closet. Oh, what do I do with this information?
Yeah, right. I think when an attractive girl sends me a message.
I was flattered at such a thing until I read the other thing on MySpace, and it went from me to David Hasselhoff in an hour and a half. So, how serious can she be? He's so cute, and his car talks, you know.
Love it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Monty's gorgeous. Do we have a picture of Monty we can put up on the website so people can get a good look at it?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
We were saying before that me and Karen just stare at her pictures on MySpace.
Yeah, she look at her with that smile. Come on.
Oh, hot.
We did.
Look at Monty. I mean, please, you look at Monty, it makes you want to go. It makes you want to sing the national anthem in Spanish.
It does.
There you go.
I want to go to Puerto Rican Day Parade.
There you go.
I'm going there.
Puerto Rican.
Where are you working this week, Connie?
What?
Where are you working? What do you got coming up? As I lead you into the plug.
There you go. Yeah, actually, I don't have anything coming up. I hosted a MySpace party last week, and I'll probably have another one in 2 weeks. So that's what I got
A MySpace party?
Yeah, it was so cool, man.
Was Tom there?
I got to meet all my stalkers. It was hot. No, Tom did not make an appearance, but we were looking for him.
He's a dick. Thank you.
Really? Have you met him?
No, because I feel like I got this whole big thing with him. I feel like I should get a little piece of that pie, because if it wasn't for us users on MySpace, MySpace wouldn't exist. So I feel like I should be getting a cut of that $580 million that he got.
Really? He got that
sounds
much?
A lot like the illegal alien argument to me.
That's interesting. A MySpace party. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah. No, it's really cool. You just invite a bunch of people from MySpace out, and they come out, and they stare at each other funny, and they come up to you, and they're like, hey, I'm such and such.
You know
it's
that? Bizarre. I was on the plane to Vegas this week, and there was, like, sitting next to me in the plane was, like, an internet, like, group. Like, they all met on the internet, and they were all going to go to Vegas together. Right. So it was a bunch of people, like, that just meeting for the first time, getting all hammered. And they're very obnoxious and geeky.
Wow. That's a bunch of mistakes waiting to happen. I love it.
You could always tell people that meet on the internet, they can't make eye contact. They just text each other.
Right. I was watching them the whole time, and they all looked very, like, uneasy, and they just kept on slugging back, like, little bottles of Jack and shit. I'm like, these people...
Yeah, because they got to kill the nerves. You know what it is? It's like the monster on Bugs Bunny. Look, out there in the audience. People!
Right. I think that's why I like radio, because I don't have to see anybody besides Rocket. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how you comedians do it, actually, getting up on stage and trying to make a bunch of strangers laugh.
How we do it, it serves a need. Don't think it's any great thing. It serves a need in our busted psyche.
Really?
My introduction should be, our next act has a void in his life he fills with the adulation of strangers.
That's awesome!
Please welcome the approval junkie himself. That's right, Daddy never hugged him, so the traveling clown dances for you. There you go.
And the wacky horn.
That's great.
That's funny as hell, man. Adam, you're from Long Island, aren't you?
I am. Monty does stand-up just to get the chicks.
Nice.
Nice.
I tell you what, Monty could get a ton of hot chicks, I'm thinking.
Monty could get whatever the hell.
I've been having that problem as of late. All the MySpace girls are, like, being very aggressive. They're being very aggro, man.
Yeah. I'll give you whatever you want, Monty. I'm very giving.
Wait a minute.
I thought you hadn't had 6 and 8 years.
No, that's Kieran. This is Rocket. I'm okay.
That's right.
I get my fair share.
Parts. Okay, right, Monty.
What are the MySpace chicks writing? You read a couple slowly.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get my Vaseline out on this one.
I had one of them actually offer to show me how to, like, you know, like, basic, like, the lesbian ABCs. Do you know what I mean? Just like, we're gonna introduce me into the world of being a lesbian. She's like, well, you know, we'll show you what the differences are between a guy and a girl, as if I don't already fucking know. You know, like, I think it's pretty basic. I've got a ninny, he's got an Audi. But
what else did she say?
Yeah, right, yeah. Get to the good stuff.
What else did she say? Did it involve cheap wine and a Lufamit? What else did she say?
delete, block user. It's crazy.
But was she hot, or was she like, hey, you like sealed up?
No, she's really butch. She's very butch, man. She's very, very butch.
Do you like sealed?
She's been sending me pictures of her making out with another girl, man.
Yeah, I don't want the butch. I want to see Monty with like a Sarah Michelle Gellar kind of
nice.
Blonde.
Oh, man, yeah. Like making out in the park. That'd be hot.
Just like trying to convince Monty, going, it feels funny. I think I like it, but stop. You know, that kind of stuff. Really? It's okay if I don't play softball? You know, that kind of shit.
We're on the line with Adam Ferrar, everybody. Adam Ferrar is a famous comedian. AdamFerrar.com is the website, right, Adam?
AdamFerrar.com is the website, yes. What else do I got coming up I can plug? Oh, I will be at the Virginia Beach Funny Bone next week, and I will be at the Tampa Improv May 17th through the weekend.
Ooh, we got a nice Florida crew, definitely.
Yeah.
Nice Tampa show.
Yeah.
All LunaticRadio.com listeners, go out and see the comedians that come on the program.
Definitely.
It's very nice of you guys to come on the program.
Where are you guys?
We're in New York.
So you're in New York? Where in New York?
On Long Island.
Where are we? I'm from Huntington. Where?
We are about 30 miles east of that, located in the Shoreham Nuclear Power Plant.
Perfect. Perfect. You have two teeth between you.
Yes. Yeah.
Guys, down in Florida, go see Monty. Not only is she beautiful, but she's also a great comic, so she really does.
Definitely.
Right. Hey, Monty, what's the radio station again?
Wild95.com.
If we could come down there, could we come on the air with you and hang out and stare at you longingly?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I would love it if you guys came and hung out. You couldn't be talking about midget porn or any kind of craziness because we were talking to strict 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
You'd have to keep it clean. But you could do it with your pants off. I would not be offended.
I'll go underneath your console. We'll try stuff out. I don't know.
You're the guy that hasn't had sex in 8 years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I wouldn't allow me
to. He hasn't had sex in 8 years.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. He hasn't had sex in 8 years.
He hasn't had sex in 8 years. He
goes to straight porn.
Kieran. Me.
Kieran, man. Kieran.
What happened?
He's a host.
What happened?
I got the clap.
He goes straight porn.
But you haven't had sex in 8 years?
I just haven't put it in the slot, you know what I mean? I've had the other stuff.
So you've diddled a girl? When was the last time you diddled a girl?
Well, sort of the other night. Actually,
the other night?
No, were you...
Wait, how was that?
That's not the answer. I mean,
wait, no, actually, all right. If it's all about the definition of diddled, because I was at the Crazy Horse Strip Club in Vegas two nights last week, and I had plenty of strippers.
But did you touch any? Did you touch the merchandise?
Yeah, they allow you to touch them, which is very weird in Vegas.
Did your finger disappear?
No.
Okay.
Well, only into my wallet to grab about $200.
All right, you know what you have to do? First of all, we have to define the word diddle. What is it, 1948? 23 Skidoo. What do we do? Did you diddle a girl?
Diddle.
Yeah.
What I like Ike. What the hell time warp are you guys in?
I prefer the shocker right now. That's where I'm at. That's where my diddle is.
Hey, baby, can I buy you a sarsaparilla? What are you doing? This is why you haven't gotten laid. This is what it is in 8 years.
Well, Monty said the word diddle, and I figured I'd run with it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Diddle, you know.
Oh, all right.
I diddle a little bit. Isn't that what you do with your fingers? You take your two fingers and you diddle.
You diddle.
You diddle with the stuff.
You diddle.
You diddle.
It's like you doodle, but you diddle.
Hey, fine.
And then you hit her with the pinky, which is a shocker.
Well, to me, diddle is disappear, so.
Diddle, 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 shocker.
Diddle is disappear.
Yeah. Your fingers got to disappear for it to be a diddle.
Right.
Now, Monty, is that your definition of diddle?
Yeah, I'm thinking if your fingers come away smelling like something,
nice.
Diddle.
Oh. I love Monty.
Yeah, Monty's cool.
I do like Monty. She is great.
Right. Yeah, Monty's very cool.
So, what we got AdamFerrara.com. Monty, and you got just a MySpace page?
Yeah, I just got my MySpace page, Monty with an I, Wild95.5. And then you can get me up on my website, my radio station website, which is Wild95.5. That's Wild955.com.
I got the MySpace page, too. If you want to see a picture of Monty, she's in my top eight.
Really?
Look at you.
Adam, your childhood buddies with Anthony from the Opie and Anthony show, right?
Yes, I am. We grew up together.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Now she really wants you, Adam.
Yeah, there you go.
The boy, I guess you guys grew up in Huntington together, huh?
Yeah, actually, yeah, he was in Northport. I was in Huntington.
Yeah. All right, fellas. I'll let you guys go because I don't want Adam getting into a car wreck.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm being draped by a Honduran flag. Come on!
Monty and Adam Ferrara, thanks for joining us on the LunaticRadio.com show. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Talk to the people.
All right, later.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Wow, look at that, man. Two people on the line with us at the same time.
Wow.
Adam Ferrara, very funny guy. AdamFerrara.com is the website. You can also check him out on MySpace, MySpace.com/AdamFerrara. And Monty, who, by the way, I'm going to have back on the program.
Yes.
We should actually call her back. I like Monty.
Yeah. Can we do that?
I don't know. We'll try it.
Yeah, we'll try.
I got to take a break because I got to take a leak, dude.
I love Monty.
Yeah. Let's take a break. Let's go back to and take the break that we cut off on.
Okay.
All right?
Sure.
And we'll be back with more LunaticRadio.com show, everybody, right after this.